Back in the 70s, four women were killed, librarians. The odd message arrived in Dougal Lachlan's inbox on the last Friday in May, channeled through his website into a special folder he used for fan mail. He was slouched into the sofa in his East Village apartment, going through line edits on his latest true crime manuscript. His cat, Borden, having been denied her favorite perch, the one on his lap, was curled up on the cushion beside him. Normally, Dougal pursued his writing with single-minded devotion, but since his mother's death last year, he was often and easily diverted. "You don't know me, but you should. I've got a story that will be the best of your career. Back in the 70s, four women were killed, librarians. No one ever solved the cases, but I know what happened. Ever hear of Elva May Ayer? She was the first. Check it out, then let me know if you want the names of the others. I am here and willing to help." The message was from a Hotmail account with the name Librarian Mama. At 34, Dougal had been researching murders and serial killers and writing about them for about 18 years. During that time, his website had attracted a fair amount of crackpot emails. Some messages threatening, others claiming insider information about grisly crimes that were beyond the power of his own vivid imagination. In the beginning of his career, he passed these emails to his local NYPD precinct. Over the years, though, he stopped bothering. At conferences, when he spoke with other authors of mystery, thriller, and true crime, they had similar stories to tell. Getting letters from wingnuts came with the territory. You just ignored them and carried on doing your job. Which is what Dougal intended to do this time. He switched screens back to his line edits, working his way through a cup of instant coffee and 20 more pages. Normally, he loved the stage of a project, the penultimate fussing with details and tweaking of words before his manuscript went in for printing. But this last book hadn't flowed like the others. He hadn't felt his usual passion. The research was tedious, the writing laborious. Maybe Belinda had been right after all. He should have set the project aside for a while, taken some time to grieve. He'd broken off with Belinda instead and kept writing. He didn't think the story had suffered as a result. At least his editor seemed pleased with the final result. He wasn't so sure himself. The typed lines on the page began to blur, and Dougal let his hands drop from the keyboard. Borden blinked, stretched, and then pounced to the hardwood floor in search of her premium cat food, a special brand formulated for senior cats, which she sometimes